Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Shoot a hostage, if you will. If you don't know Mike Tomlin, then you might be offended by that, but that's Mike Tomlin. Cut your eyelids off and don't urinate down your leg and... The cut and paste component is the cut and paste component. He's a big fan of wings, as we found out. We do love Mike Tomlin around here. And he and Dan Campbell, they couldn't be more opposite ends of the spectrum, except that their paths have both landed them in the NFL, and we are the benefactors.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
I mean, I try to tell people the same thing, and no one believes me either, Coach. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Second half, heading into a football Friday, and we're underway already in both college and the NFL. It's week three of the NFL season. Seriously, you blink and you cut your eyelids off, and all of a sudden it's week three. And it's week four of the college football season, NFL prep. It's week four, and we've got a lot of attention on Colorado and Oregon taking place in Eugene. That's a game that will really test the Buffaloes. There's a lot of buzz with the Buffs out of Boulder, but they'll be on the road staring down the barrel of a top 10 opponent in a nasty atmosphere there in Oregon. So this is not Colorado State anymore. This is not TCU. This is Oregon and Eugene. And so it's going to be quite the atmosphere there. That's a big college football game coming up.
I'm a monument.
Not a moment. Nick Saban is really laying down the gauntlet and challenging his Alabama Crimson Tide, who are outside the top 10 for the first time in what feels like forever. So there's a lot in college football as well. But NFL is what we've got on our minds right now. A freaky free-for-all football Friday, and we need you to vote for the After Hours game of the week. So the poll is up on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I retweeted it. It comes from our show account and then our Facebook page, too. By the way, for those of you who are looking for the update of Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle, the Ask Amy video version that is all your wedding questions. Side note, Producer Jay, more wedding questions are coming in, ones that I haven't heard before. Once this video is posted, you can sprinkle in a few in the regular Ask Amy, except I kind of feel like this is going to be a good way to increase. I know you are all about the subscribers and the views on YouTube. If the questions are any indication, the views on YouTube for this video may surpass anything we've done in the past. How is the editing coming along?
The editing is coming along. It is a little... It's
meticulous.
It's meticulous, but it's getting done. It's getting done.
Are you excited?
I hope to have it done by the evening tonight.
Okay, most importantly, how does my hair look in the video?
Oh, everything looks fantastic. Of course.
It's kind of a vague answer. You know how much I worry about my hair in video. I hate being on camera. I can't stand it.
Everything looks great.
I'm always fretting about my hair. Don't ask me why. Well, because it's a mop. Oh my gosh, it's a mop. And I actually forgot to use hairspray before I left the house because just whatever. It's football and I was trying to get ready and get Penny out. It takes 10 minutes to get the dog out. Anyway, so I just forgot hairspray and now it's frizzy and it's a good thing we're doing radio. That's all I have to say. Jay, by the way, has decided to go without a hat now for the second consecutive night. What's gotten into you?
I don't know. Just going hatless again today. Felt it.
You felt it?
Mixed it up a little bit, you know? Did it yesterday, and I was just like, I did it for the video.
It's because the Giants hat would be embarrassing?
Yeah, there's a reason I'm not wearing a Giants hat.
And it's too early to wear a Rangers hat?
My Ranger hat's a little dirty. I bought a new Nets hat, actually, but there's like a malfunction wrong with it.
Wait, there's a malfunction?
Yeah, I gotta return it. It's like something's wrong with like the inside part of it where it's like some, I don't know, there's like some sort of needle or pin or something loose in there and it like stabs my forehead, so like I can't wear it.
Does it draw blood?
No, but it's just, it's unsightly. It needs like a mark and it like doesn't go away.
It's so unsightly. What a word. That's such a great word. It's unsightly. Okay, then. No hat for producer Jay because his hats are all out of commission and his forehead has blood. There's been blood drawn from his forehead. Find us on Twitter and Facebook. Also, bookmark our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. Makes Jay happy while he's dying from a bloody forehead. But also, very soon, before Sunday, week 3, we will have the Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle video for you available on our YouTube channel. So that's how you got to find it. It's exclusive to YouTube. You have no other options there. So go, 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 go. Big news coming from the NFL. Trayvon Diggs, the star cornerback for the Dallas Cowboys, has torn an ACL. Ugh. It is 3 weeks. We're not even into the bulk of week 3 yet. And this is 3 injuries to 3 superstars in the league. Aaron Rodgers, Nick Chubb, and now Trayvon Diggs. It's a massive blow to that Dallas defense that has been leading the NFL to this point. And I'm sure they will say all the right things, but gosh, it's as devastating as losing Aaron Rodgers and losing Nick Chubb. That's what Trayvon Diggs means to their defense. So a lot of times it's a war of attrition in the NFL, but it certainly does seem like early on this first month of the season has been brutal in terms of injuries. And we mentioned so many of the running backs who were already hurt. This coming weekend, week 3, there's a bunch of quarterbacks who will be unavailable as well. So we're going to dive right in with the AFC edition of QB News on this Football Friday.
Murray back to throw. And it is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's tossed! Hopkins caught it!
Dapper from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone. Oh, he's got it!
Yes!
Touchdown! Joe Burrow and the Bengals!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City! And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown! Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Speaking of those injuries to star players, without Aaron Rodgers, we know the Jets are leaning on Zach Wilson. But this time last year, when the Jets faced the Patriots, Zach played so poorly and the offense was so bad that he ended up getting benched the first time. And so for Zach, this is a test. Maybe there are flashbacks. Maybe he's going to have nightmares. But the biggest challenge facing the Patriots defense is don't turn it over, number one. Number two, all the pressure on the shoulders of Zach Wilson.
They do a lot of different things. They try and make it confusing for you. So I think it's just having those keys and being able to go quick and play fast and be decisive.
Play fast and be decisive. All right, let's see whether or not Zach Wilson really has grown up and matured and is in a much better place than he was a year ago, thanks to the maturation process and some tutelage with Aaron. It's a big test, I'm telling you. 14 consecutive losses, the Jets to the Patriots. Now, Mac Jones and the Patriots offense themselves are taking a bunch of criticism. I say don't fall behind by 2 scores in the first half, and your offense doesn't have to chuck and duck then, and life becomes a hell of a lot easier if you're not already trailing by 14 points before you hit the end of the first quarter. Patriots need their first win. They are 0-2, but Mac Jones is not thinking about the past.
Every year is a new year, and I'm definitely done talking about last year and just looking forward to trying to improve. Done with the first 2 weeks, just trying to focus on what I can do each play, what's my job, who's the ball supposed to go to, and focus on that.
It was definitely a tale of 2 weeks for the Buffalo Bills. Remember, 4 turnovers for Josh Allen in their opener. That was actually the same game that Aaron Rodgers got hurt. But he's the offensive player of the week in the AFC this past week because of the 3 touchdowns and mistake-free football.
Typically, they give it to the team that won the game. So, it's a win.
All right. So, in other words, NFL, don't bother me. I got bigger things on my plate. How about first time in Washington taking on the Commander? So he's never been in the stadium before. Anything special on his arrival?
Walk out there, you kind of feel the turf or the grass, whatever it's got. You look for the play clocks. And then if there's any weather, kind of where the wind's affecting certain spots of the field. Other than that, nothing crazy.
It's fascinating. Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, on the road at the Commanders, and the Commanders are still 2-0, so don't be snarky about Washington and Sam Howell because they're making some noise. Hey, the Miami Dolphins are one of 2 teams remaining in the AFC that have yet to lose, them and the Ravens. And so the Dolphins on top of the AFC East. And this was a major goal of Tua's, to not get hit this year, to prevent any further concussion symptoms or any further hits to the head. And right now, other than Baker Mayfield, no quarterback in the NFL has been hit less than Tua.
I think that should tell you all you should know with the guys we have up front. This is nothing surprising to me. And I think that's what entails it, is just the work ethic that they put in, day out with their coach, Butch. And, you know, guys are buying into new techniques, new fundamentals with, you know, how they're getting off the ball and different things. So, you know, having Tyreek and Waddle, having fast guys also help me get the ball out quicker to be able to distribute that and throw off timing for the rushers as well.
Excited for Tua. Excited for him to be healthy and feel confident, and really doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of fallout at this point. But yeah, the goal is don't get hit. Tom Brady made a living not getting hit, to the tune of 7 Super Bowl wins and age 45 before he retired. If he can do it, why not Tua?
The most accurate quarterback in the NFL.
And he's got Tyreek Hill, who's determined to rack up 2,000 receiving yards this year. All right, from the AFC East to the AFC North, where the Ravens are the other 2-0 team in that conference. And this is hysterical. Lamar Jackson was told by reporters that the Colts rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson, and this week the Ravens play the Colts, that Richardson is comparing himself to guys like Lamar and Cam Newton.
I'm going to be honest, right? That made me feel old, and I'm only 26. Like, comparing me, himself, and Cam, it was like, I'm like, dang, comparing yourself to me, and I'm still, you know, young. But, you know, I appreciate stuff like that. And I did see him a couple times in college. He played phenomenal. And as his first 2 games, he has too.
Anthony Richardson may or may not be on the field this weekend, though, because he is in concussion protocol. So why don't we quick jump over to the AFC South, where Gardner Minshew, if you listen to Mike Francesa and his podcast.
Minshew.
And then Minshew.
Very confident backup.
Either one. With Anthony still in protocol, it could be Gardner Minshew that will take over as the starter. And so he's been working out with the ones this week.
You just get a little tighter with the communication with the guys, give them a little more reps, time on task. But, you know, I feel really good about how the coaching staff prepares us, and always feel ready to go.
You know who Gardner Minshew sounds like to me? Mike McDaniel. I don't know, they have the same vibe. I probably could get those two voices confused.
Credence to that.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So there's a quarterback who may not be on the field for week number 3. The Colts are 1-1. The Cincinnati Bengals, back in the North now, are still seeking their first victory of the year. And Joe Burrow, he's been nursing that calf since he tweaked it again in week 2.
Feeling better. Not a sore. You know, time heals, so we'll see.
Feel like you'll be able to play Sunday?
We'll see.
What were you able to do today at practice?
I was out there. We'll see.
All right. Mincing your words. Well, what has to happen for you to play in week three, Joe?
Just feel confident that I would be able to go out and do the job that I need to help us win. That may not be my decision to make. My job is to go out and play. That's what I'm preparing to do.
That's part of the business. You know, you're always preparing all your guys. You know, you're always preparing your backup quarterback no matter what. And so, again, this week we're forward an extra day, which is a positive. And we'll see how the practices go.
Zach Taylor references Monday Night Football, where the Rams will be in Cincinnati. Our friend Boomer Esiason getting honored with a spot in the Bengals Ring of Fame, Ring of Honor. So I'm excited for him, but I really want Joe Burrow to play. So it's a good crowd, and it's a good game against the Rams. The Bengals, they started out last season 0-2. No NFL team has ever started back-to-back seasons 0-2 and made the playoffs both of those years. They went to the AFC Championship game after the 22 season. Can they come up with an encore?
Hey, guys.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, they also got their first win this past weekend, so they're sitting at 1-1, actually above the Bengals in the standings. And for Pittsburgh, in Las Vegas, Sunday Night Football, so a nationally televised game on tap. And, yeah, the Steelers need to get their mojo back on offense.
Staying together, obviously this isn't the start that we wanted, not what we work for, not what we talk about doing. So we need to stay together, play the next play, and just keep improving. That's got to be the goal.
And so the game between the Steelers and the Browns on Monday Night Football was really marred by the Nick Chubb injury. But the Pittsburgh defense is really what made the difference, with the 6 sacks of Deshaun Watson, forcing 4 turnovers, also coming up with a couple of touchdowns. Yeah, it wasn't the offense. The offense was rough still. And this is after a near-perfect preseason for Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. But this is a big test for them in Las Vegas on Sunday Night Football, and he says they have to stick together.
We want them to be fat and sassy and spoiled.
It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio, with some QB news. Let's stay in the AFC West, because the Chargers are seeking their first win, and they're going against a team in the Vikings that also needs a win desperately. A lot of rumblings coming out of the Chargers organization about Brandon Staley and whether or not they're still on the same page, and whether or not Brandon could end up being a casualty if the Chargers don't get their stuff together.
We believe in everyone in this organization, and you know, things haven't gone our way the past couple of games, but panicking is never going to fix anything. And so, you know, it's up to us to be able to fix that as an offense, score more points. And you know, we believe in the defense, and sometimes we're going to score a bunch of points and sometimes we're not. But it's up to us as a team to play together.
I got to say, if a coach gets fired after week 2 or week 3, it's a knee-jerk reaction. You know how last week we offered up the temptation to overreact? Where's the temptation to overreact? And there were actually a couple of people who said Brandon Staley needs to be fired. It's too early for that. No one's firing a coach after week 2. You derail your entire season if you do that. Also in the AFC, but in the South, C.J. Stroud, now 2 whole weeks into his NFL career, the Texans are still looking for a win.
I feel blessed. I feel good. Like, sitting here in front of y'all, man, I'm blessed, man. Football is a physical sport, and that's what I signed up for, but my body's fine. I'm all right. Like, well, after week 1, you kind of get used to just getting hit, and, like, the rehab that goes into that Monday, Tuesday, getting your body back for Wednesday and so forth, so you can practice well. So that's really what I've been doing. But, yeah, I feel good.
This is my Survivor Island pick. The Texans at the Jaguars. Jaguars, they score one. No, they didn't score a touchdown last week against the Chiefs. So the Chiefs, they get their first win last week. They are back home at Arrowhead since the season opener, which was the Thursday night kickoff. They've not been there at Arrowhead, but they will host the Chicago Bears. We'll get to the Bears and their drama with their quarterback and their head coach and their general manager in another segment here on the show a little bit later. But the Chiefs, get that victory in Jacksonville. So I'm thinking there's not a snowball's chance in Hades that the Jaguars lose back-to-back games at home, especially not to a division opponent in the Houston Texans. That's my bet. I almost went with the Niners, and then I got nervous about a Thursday night game and slippery little sucker and the ball bouncing weird ways that, of course, I would be safe by now. All right, one more. Speaking of those Chiefs, big week for Patrick Mahomes. He said he still had the salary cap and his teammates in mind when he agreed to a restructured contract.
You have a lot of great players. I want to be here so we can win a lot of Super Bowls, and I want to make a lot of money, but I also want to win. I think when you look back at teams and players, you look back at how they won and the perception of how they did things, and so that's what I try to manage and find the right median of getting the money but also winning football games.
All right. Patrick Mahomes has a lot of Super Bowls. I love that. I love how he talks about future Super Bowl wins. We want to win a lot of Super Bowls. I mean, two is a lot for most of the rank and file in the NFL, but he's got more Super Bowls on his mind, and I would not put it past him.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what rebuilding means.
All right, the AFC version of QB News. Still ahead, about 20 minutes from now, a conversation with Nichelle Turner, who, speaking of the AFC and the Raiders, who spent a couple of weeks in East Palo Alto, California, where Devontae Adams calls home, and he was back there to renovate his grandparents' home. I've seen the episode. I don't want to give anything away. Secret Celebrity Renovation airs Friday evening on CBS. It's actually 8 o'clock Eastern as well as 8 o'clock Pacific. So you get the same time on both sides of the country. Devontae always wanted to be a Raider. And if you watch the episode, you will understand why. It is a shrine to Raiders football. Even before Devontae was a Raider, it was a shrine to Raiders football. And his story is incredible. I don't want to give any of the details away, but I did talk to the host of Secret Celebrity Renovation, Nichelle Turner. She was offered up by CBS TV, like big CBS, which is kind of cool. I had a chance to catch up with her this week. And some of the behind the scenes details she gives about Devontae Adams, you see him in a light that you've never seen him before. It's really amazing, and he is fierce with a sledgehammer. So you don't want to miss that Friday night Secret Celebrity Renovation on CBS at 8 o'clock, but my conversation with host Nichelle Turner on the back half of this hour. Take our poll for For Game of the Week, it will have TDs, but Game of the Week on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
When you need to know
know what's happening. It's time to get in the huddle.
The big question is Desmond Ridder. The problem that I think a lot of fans are having and looking at Desmond Ridder is they just haven't seen enough. They want to trust him. They want to believe. But I will tell you this, Jason. In the training camp sessions that I had a chance to go check out, the one thing that bothered me was his aggressiveness to throw the football when he needed to.
Listen and subscribe to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
After Hours Podcast.
Browns first and goal at their own 8. Chubb gets the handoff up the middle, and he gets inside the 5 and wrestled down at the 3-yard line. Demonte KZ with the hit, and he has the football. And the bad news is that Nick Chubb is down on the field. Horrible news for the Cleveland Browns as their Pro Bowl running back, Nick Chubb, has been carted off the field and up the tunnel after he took a helmet to the knee.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A disastrous moment for the Cleveland Browns and really a tough moment for the NFL as a whole, because football is better with Nick Chubb on the field. There's no doubt about that. One of the best running backs in the NFL. As we heard Charles Davis tell us last night here on the show, the identity of the Cleveland Browns, security blanket, and the best friend that Deshaun Watson could ever ask for as he tries to get reacclimated to running the Browns full time again. And so as you hear on the Browns radio network, week number 2, marred by that injury. And now Nick begins a long, extensive rehab process. It sucks for him, but it's also a blow to football. And we've had multiple blows to football. Trayvon Diggs and Aaron Rodgers. It's been a rough start to the season when it comes to injuries. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. There were people who were pointing to Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Steelers as a guy who delivered the hit they called dirty or nasty or deliberate with an intent to hurt Nick Chubb. And that is just not fair. It was part of the game, right? They're trying not to hit high, to stay away from the helmet, the head, the neck area. And so he delivers a low hit, and it just happened that the collision was right on Chubb's knee, and it hurt him. But it's ridiculous to think that Minkah was doing it on purpose.
Praying for Chubb.
The venue set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You know what I'm saying? I talked to him briefly as he was on the ground, and, you know, just let him know it wasn't intentional. And I was just, you know, trying to tackle him, make a football play. It's nothing I really would do differently. But again, like I said earlier, it's very unfortunate that Chubb's a great player. He makes the game a lot better when he's playing. We just hope for a speedy recovery.
Yeah, I hope the same for him. And Chubb is still in the prime of his career. He's going to have world-class medical attention as well as PT and the technology to help him recover. It's just a lonely road, and it sucks for him personally as well as the Browns. But these guys all respect one another for the most part. They all recognize how difficult it is to get to this point and then to stay healthy. I ask players over and over about staying healthy. It is a major focus, concern, anxiety for them in a game that's so violent with so many collisions. And there's just so much risk involved with the running back position. All right, coming up, conversation with CBS host Nichelle Turner of Secret Celebrity Renovation, the Davante Adams episode. You don't want to miss it. That's Davante like you've never seen him before, back home in East Palo Alto, California. The Game of the Week poll is up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. Glad to have you with us. Good morning to you.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
First and 10 from the Bills 16. Two tight ends. Snap. Play action to Jacobs. Fires Adams at the 15. Has the 10 with the block at the 5. Stiff arm at the 2. Touchdown, Davante Adams!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
He has been a weapon as long as he's been in the NFL, now playing for the Las Vegas Raiders with his third quarterback in 3 years, and yet still he produces. On the Raiders Radio Network, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The reason we bring up Davante Adams is a different reason, actually. He is the subject of the latest episode of Secret Celebrity Renovation on CBS. It airs tonight, Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern, as well as 8 o'clock Pacific. And the host of the show, Nichelle Turner, had a chance to hang out with him, spend time with him while his grandmother's home was being renovated. Really excited to have this conversation with her. She's been on Entertainment Tonight. She was formerly on CNN, covered the NFL, but now one of her babies in TV. So, Nichelle, what do you remember about this Davante episode with him and his grandmother and his family?
Well, the biggest thing I was saying to him, we were laughing when we were just in the car driving one day, and you know, he was telling me how his family, they're kind of split, like they're diehard either 49ers fans or Raiders fans, but his grandmother and grandfather are big time Raiders fans. So I was like, listen, first of all, then this was divine order for you to get traded to the Raiders. Like, this had to happen. He's like, I know, it's almost like this is where I'm supposed to be. And when we drove up to his grandparents' house, the first thing I see is this big, like, Raiders Drive sign on the front of the house. So I just started cracking up laughing, and it was really cute. They're just the greatest family. And Davante's he's an amazing guy. He really is.
I'm so impressed with the way that Davante and then Damar Hamlin, too, whose episode I really enjoyed. They open up to you and you get to see a different side of them. Davante is one of the best wide receivers that we've seen over the last 10 years. I mean, he's a generational talent. And yet there he is, so down to earth and loves his grandmother, Nichelle.
Well, he calls his grandmother baby. And so that was so cute from the beginning. I was like, you call her baby? And he's like, yeah, I just have my whole life. But, you know, he said to me, he was like, you're just one of the homies. And that's kind of what I'm glad that's how they feel. Because you're right. You have to feel very comfortable with someone because on this show, the celebrities are not just doing a renovation. They're opening up their life in a way that they don't usually do to cameras and to you and to people. And so they really do have to feel comfortable with you in order to do that. I mean, they're peeling back a layer of themselves, showing their origin story, where they came from, the people who were there from day one, what their lives looked like before we were screaming for them in a stadium or on a court or on a field or whatever. So they do have to feel very comfortable with you. So I do work hard on that aspect of it. Because I understand that.
What's your favorite part of working on Secret Celebrity Renovation?
Reveal day. It's my favorite. I get so excited. Seeing that pay it forward moment, there is nothing like it. It's really, really beautiful to see, you know, these athletes and celebrities when they get to present their love gift to the person who's done so much for them in their life. And it doesn't matter how big the star is, they are reduced to being that little kid in that moment. And they just want that person to be proud of them. You know, they love showing off, like, I did this. Davante was like, you know, Grandma, I put this wall down. I jackhammered this. Like, he was so excited to tell his grandmother what he did and show her, you know, the love that he put into this project as sweat equity. So that's my favorite part, you know, and sometimes the celebrities get very emotional. And it's just really great to see, because you see these genuine moments of love that you don't get to see every day.
Raiders All-Pro wide receiver Devontae Adams is the subject of the next episode of this secret celebrity renovation. We talked about the DeMar Hamlin episode. Here's another great talent from the NFL, and Nichelle Turner, not only host of Entertainment Tonight, but also this incredible show that's just so emotional and so much fun. And we're glad to have her with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I watched most of the episode with Devontae, got a sneak peek, but I stopped short of the point at which Grandma Baby gets to see the renovation. So what do you remember about her reaction?
Well, Devontae had told me that he hadn't seen his grandmother get very emotional in his life. She'd always been there. She's rock solid. She's, you know, the backbone of the family. But he hadn't really seen her get emotional. And I will just say, she got very emotional. So it was a beautiful moment, because for him, I think it also made him emotional, because he saw how much it affected her. And it was just in some of the little things, the little details that he remembered, the little details that he knew would mean something to her, that really sent her over the top. So for me, that was the moment of the show. It was beautiful. And then he did tell us, when she likes something, she does this little Betty Boop dance, because she loves Betty Boop. Her name is Betty. So we were waiting to see if we would get the Betty Boop dance at some point during the reveal. And I will say, got a little Betty Boop.
Now, according to the format of the show, Nichelle, you're not there while they're doing all of the renovations.
Right.
Or do you have a chance to go and kind of see the progress? Or are you gone the whole time?
Well, I'm gone most of the time, but I do sneak towards the end. I'll sneak back in and make sure, you know, things are going the way they're supposed to go. I bother Rob and Sabrina a little bit, and they want me to go away. But, you know, and I'll maybe put my two cents, hey, can the TV get bigger, or can we do something, you know, those type of things. But, yeah, generally I stay away from the like design and the construction part of it. I really focus on the celebrity or the athlete and helping them tell their origin story, taking them back to, you know, places that mean a lot to them in their town, meeting people that mean a lot to them, spending time with them that way. I mean, Devontae and I went to, you know, the park where he played his first football when he was 5 years old, and ran on that field, ran his first 40-yard dash. And, you know, and this was also a park that he had really put a lot into over the years, as far as equipment and really making it a safe place for the kids in the neighborhood, because East Palo Alto isn't the safest place to be. And so he wanted to make sure that, you know, the kids in the neighborhood that are following in his footsteps had safe spaces. So we, you know, spent time there. And then he actually, for the first time ever, we kind of like cross-streamed professional sports. And and usually I'm the one who sets up the memory lane dates and the surprises. But this time Devontae set up a little surprise for me, because he knows that I'm a sports fan. I'm a baseball fan. And so he set up a little surprise for me, which was a lot of fun and really cool.
All right, I won't give it away, but your reaction was priceless when you realized who it was that you were meeting.
I know. I was like, okay, who's your friend? Who are you meeting? I don't know. And, you know, when I saw who it was, I was like, okay, because baseball is my first love. So I was really excited to see this kid.
Yeah, that was neat. How much time and research do you put into these episodes yourself? Since, as you point out, you're not just scratching the surface. I mean, you're kind of going deep with these celebrities and the athletes specifically about their lives and the moments that shaped them.
Yeah, I mean, I do put a lot of prep in. The good thing is, you know, I'm a producer on this show as well. So I have a hand in casting, too. So there are times when you know, we have been able to cast people that I do know and have history with, so I can lean into that a little bit. But as far as Devontae, we had never met. I am just a fan of his, and in my opinion, he's the best receiver in the NFL. So I was excited on that front. So I knew about him in that way. And I was able to actually connect with some people that knew him in East Palo Alto and just get a little sense of him that way. So I did do my research on him because I wasn't familiar with the man. I was only familiar with the receiver.
Michelle Turner is with Secret Celebrity Renovation, and the episode with Devontae Adams airs this Friday on CBS. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You know what stood out to me, and this is part of the initial tease that I've seen, the promo, so I'm not giving anything away. He slept on his grandmother's couch from the time he was a little kid until he was in high school. He's preparing for a career in college football, but then ultimately the NFL, and he was sleeping on his grandmother's couch.
That's what we were talking about earlier when I said you really have to trust people with your origin story. I mean, Damar Hamlin had the same type of story where he, you know, really slept on the couch and was, you know, in that multi-generational type home. I think one of the things for me that I connect with in a lot of times with these guys is because that's how I grew up too. I grew up in a multi-generational home. My grandmother lived in the house with us. I slept on the couch. I did, so I know that it's secondhand for me. So it's life for me. So I get it. He spent a lot of time at his grandmother's house. His dad, you know, was there as well. And so his grandmother was like his second mother, and that's where he spent his time. That's where he was in his formative years, and his grandmother provided that safe space. Think about it, where he was tearing up the field and was going home and sleeping on the couch in the den.
Right.
And now, by the way, that den is an amazing Raiders den. It's a Raiders watching room now, and it's awesome.
Yeah, he talked about it before he made the jump from Green Bay. He always wanted to be a Raider, and now I understand after seeing what his grandmother's house was like. And you were right, she dressed to the nines. She was a supermodel for that big moment.
Can I tell you how cute Miss Betty is? I mean, she is, and he said to me, he's like, oh, she's going to be sharp. Believe me, she's going to be sharp. And she came in her Sunday best. She looked so good, and she was so excited. And, you know, it was interesting because sometimes we get these questions, and I know some people were giving me these questions during the Chris Paul episode during season one. It's like, well, these guys make all this money, so why don't they just buy them a new house?
Ooh.
They've tried. Devontae has tried to move his grandmother and grandfather out. They just never wanted to leave. They love their neighborhood. They love East Palo Alto. They have been there for 50-plus years, and they're not going anywhere. So what's the next best thing? What can we do? So he wanted to renovate the home, and he actually wasn't even sure if they were going to let him. But, you know, thankfully they did, and it's beautiful. I mean, the renovation is gorgeous. But, you know, you see that a lot of times, the people, especially with grandparents, they're satisfied, they're in their lives, they know their mailman, they know, so they don't want to go anywhere. And so, you know, the athletes and celebrities are like, what's the next best thing I can do then? And they have these huge hearts and want to do everything for their loved ones. But sometimes their loved ones just are happy with where they are.
Yes. Before I let you go, Nichelle, you said you're a producer as well as being the host of Secret Celebrity Renovation. What is the team effort like behind these projects?
Well, we are the little show that can and does, and I say that over and over again. I mean, we're in our third season now, and this is a show all about heart and all about love and all about teamwork. And if you don't have that, it doesn't get made. I mean, everybody on the show, from the cameraman to, you know, the design team, to Rob and his crew, they just care. You know what I'm saying? They just care. Nobody's getting rich off this show. Nobody's making millions off this show. What we're doing is just showing heart. And so you really have to be invested in that. And so we really have an amazing crew and an amazing team who love the art of making beautiful television and inspiring television and uplifting television. And that's what we get every single episode. It's really fantastic.
Well, I can tell that you're invested by your enthusiasm, your energy, and again, the way that the two athletes that I've seen have opened up to you and connected with you. It's inspiring, and the stories are incredible that you get to tell. So you want to make sure you catch this new episode on CBS on Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern, Secret Celebrity Renovation, and Nichelle Turner, the host. It's such a cool opportunity to connect with you and to watch these shows. You can come back on our show anytime, Nichelle. Thank you so much.
Well, please, you know, I covered the NFL for 7 years and sports for many years. So I am a sports head. I would love to come back and chop it up with you anytime. And I will say this Over the three seasons that this show has been on the air, we've had tons of athletes and celebrities. And I will say, the athletes have been the ones that are the most emotional during reveal day, that have cried the most, shed the most tears, and shown the most emotion. And I wouldn't have thought it when I started this show, but they are, and I love every second of it.
Oh, thank you so much, Nichelle. That's awesome to know. We're looking forward to it.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much, Amy.
It comes up at 8 o'clock on CBS. Tonight, both East and West Coast, Devontae Adams on Secret Celebrity Renovation. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.